Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job, your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 30th hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen is our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 12 years ago. He's been hanging out with us all that time. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's the author and the cost accountant and the janitor over at Mullings.com. He is a micro business, the charmed cork, as he says. And you need to check out his twice weekly cyber column. I promise you, you will thank me later. He's our good friend Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Inside the Beltway, too, by the way, and happy belated Hanukkah, Richard.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about Obamacare, this segment, but the thing I want to focus on this segment is not so much Obamacare as much as the technology, the website, where it is, some of the issues there, and also some of the exemptions. Do you know about the three CBS? I mean, there's a CBS report about the three 20-year-old men who built a real Obamacare clone website in 2 weeks without any money.
No.
You know, but this is true. No, three guys in San Francisco in a startup kind of an incubator. They went off on their own without any money. In 2 weeks, they built, three of them, three 20-year-olds, built an Obamacare clone so good that it functioned, and you could actually go to that site and sign up for Obamacare.
Oh, it actually worked.
When Obamacare wouldn't work.
It worked in real life, yeah.
When Obamacare wouldn't work.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that, you know, for those of us in private business that we say at least 130,000 times a year is that the government has no business sticking its nose into or trying to duplicate or replace those things which are best done by the private sector, and this is
That's
a perfect
right.
example.
The marketplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how is it we haven't learned that lesson?
You know, I think everybody thinks that they can that they've got the secret formula to change it. I mean, you know, when you have somebody like President Obama, whose natural proclivities lean to the left, and some things seem
right.
pretty far to the left. And I'm not using that as a pejorative; it's just a
right.
point out of
it's continuum. It's his ideology.
Yeah, that he really does believe that government can and should do certain things, many things, maybe most things,
more things,
better than the private sector can do. And building this thing I'm sure he was told that they could do it. And one of the problems, as we've discussed before. In leadership, is you've got to have at least one person around you who can tell you that you forgot to put your clothes on this morning.
Richard, the thing about this, and this is an example, in my opinion, of where his history let him down, because he wasn't qualified for this job to start with, because he'd never really done anything. But my point is, if somebody came to you and said, Rich, I want you to start to set about taking over 1/6 of the economy and create a whole new healthcare system, healthcare insurance system for the United States of America, you've done enough projects, you've done enough work, you've done real, you've actually failed at things before enough to say, well, hey, well, hold on, man, do you have any idea what that would take?
That's
but
right,
if you have no
that.
Idea what it would take, you don't realize what that looks like.
Not only that, but I was telling somebody the other day that we were watching the Cowboys game, and I said, you know what? Imagine if somebody came to you and said, we want you to design and engineer a stadium that looks like Cowboys Stadium. Yeah. I say, well, hey, you know, where do I put the first brick? I don't have a clue. And not only that, but I wouldn't even have a clue who to call. And that's the same thing with building a system like this. I mean, you could make a couple of phone calls. You could find, you know, probably three guys in San Francisco that could at least get it started. But not if your ego says, this is going to be my signature event, and I want my fingerprints on every single step of it,
right,
every single day, every single person that uses it. I want them to sing the praises of Barack Obama. And, you know, that's ego, and there's nothing,
they,
you know, how many people have failed because of ego?
And they didn't even use the private sector, basically, not properly, to build their technology.
No, that's right. And they used contractors that had failed
working.
Before.
And folks, this the point of this whole discussion we've just had is the government is not good at mucking around in things that the marketplace should be handling. Please, please tell me we've now learned that lesson. 22, right back. I want to find out why President Obama has not signed up for Obamacare yet. And Rich will help us with that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.